Can you say a little more about, quote unquote, the mind going outside of itself, unquote, what that means and how that is dukkha? With which is a good segue in terms of that joy and sorrow, gladness, sadness, liking, disliking, the mind going outside, sort of outside of its seat of knowing, outside of its seat of awareness, so that as we hold that and are able to recognize that base, appreciate its preciousness, and then not be not going out to the reactions of liking or disliking, of wanting, not wanting, of the, you know, the joys and sorrows, and so that as that because as soon as it moves, the ball gets rolling, and one is hooked into reactive mode and has lost that base of clarity and stillness, and it isn't as if, say, that stillness isn't capable of effecting action in the world. It's like the image that Ajahn Chah uses of still flowing water. So that kind of a paradox of the image of water that's flowing, but it's still, and that is the is the mind that is, it's steady, it's clear, it's able to engage in activity in the world, takes on its duties and responsibilities. It flows with circumstance, but it's still. It's still, it's stable, it's steady, but it's able to flow and engage. It's a beautiful image, still flowing water.